Yisbiru Beifa Makle Bitame. Now, there we have a Machlekes. Machlekes in the Gemara as to whether to make a mandise or to make a mandilese. There is a Machlekes. The Mandoma who says to make a mandise. So, if Eichtiche of Nivele. Now, Nivele is Mitame Bimage and Bimase. So, the Mandoma who says to make a mandise. So, if one if Nivelo was Nisari with two Shchutos, one Nivelo was Nisari with two Shchutos, so then, it's not Mitame Bimag. So if anyone touches any of the three Chatiches, he doesn't become Tomei. But if he carries all the three Chatiches together, Bivasachas, so then he becomes Tomei, according to Mandoma, who says, Tomei Kimandise. But according to Mandoma, who says, Tomei Kimandilese. So if one Chatiche of Nivele was Nisari, with two Chatiches of Shchuto, and then someone carried the whole bundle, all the three Chatiches were in one box, and he carried them, he doesn't become Tomei. According to Mandoma, Tomei Kimandilese, we pass him Tomei Kimandise, like Rabbi Yisi Bar Avchanini. That if one chticha of nevela was nisari with two chtichas of shchuto and someone touched, so it's not mitame bimage, but bimase it is mitame. Bimase it is mitame. So the Gemara says, vi rubei famakle lo mitame, vi amre tu mekemandi ise, dome, nei di bimage lo mitame, bimase mi mitame. Hoyit maralo amar afchiz ibarchanine toyem al tamim imagi al tamim imase v'amar afchiz de nivelo teilo bishchuto sheyevcho bishchuto shetos nivelo neidi imagi li mitami li tamim imase amar li atum ki afchiz de mas nitelo anan ki de afchiz mas nitelo di toner afchiz nivelo bishchuto teilo ze bezu v'it maralo amar afchiz ibarchanine toyem al tamim imagi al tamim imas al mishum de amar motzom minis mili minia amrinon tumo ki mandi se damye viloi batle gamre al me de imagi loi mitamei de nigeya vechiza ve nigeya avu de masa shunei se kuli kehod mitamei. So mide de hava amoli tal ve treke yom al fikayim va reitim mitame masa ve eyal ve mitame imagi mishim nigeya vechiza ve nigeya im ke nisa shunei se batle name neime kibin dal de mine shunei se se volof chiza ve nigeya al me ki mandi se damye vinei di muta ba achile mishim bitu rov yesh lano mishloim ashe yichu mezeh achaze ve lo ikulom kechot mishim monefshech koch lechticha di yisore vichay minof lekdeiro so you should answer it. So in other words, so he has sikash against himself. First of all, he established the principle that when one chticha of nevele was mured with two chtichas of shchuto, so he's allowed to eat all the three chtichas together. And he's certainly eating the nevele because we say it's not on the basis of bil, because it's on a paleta, it's exerza kos. And the same way, and because of the same lomdes, the Rosh says that if a chticha of nevele was nisari with two chtichas of shchuto, he's allowed, and it's neidalei, so bitl was chal, he's allowed lechatchile to be mivashal of the three chtichas together. And we cannot say, but how can it be mivashal together? There is no shishim, so the here to follow will give a tam in the shchuto. The answer is, so what will give a tam in the shchuto? It will be a tam heter because it's nefach leheter. So we see from that there is a din of bittul of Yovish B'Yovish, just as there is a bittul of Lar Bilach. It's not based upon any birur, because if it will have to be based upon the birur of Rav, so he shouldn't be allowed to eat them together, because then he certainly eats the Yisa. So the question is, but Rabbi Yisa Bar Chanine says that to make a man the ise, and if one chticha of nevele was nisari with two chtichas of shchuto, so then, and then somebody will touch all the chtichas, so it will not become tomei. But if you carry all the chtichas in one box, so then he will become tomei. So we see that we do not say isa nepach leheter, because if we were to assume that isa nepach leheter, why does Rabbi Yisrael Panine say that if he carries all the three chtichas at once, so then he becomes Tomei Tumes Maso? Why should he become Tomei Tumes Maso? Because he carried the Nevele too. But the Nevele is also no Nevele anymore. That's the kasha. So then he gives an apparently strange text. V'yesh leima mishum delei Tomei Tumelisa. Dibi Tumei Yesh Netumis. Mago Masi. ולאיסי תומי שרואו שיתמי כגימאסי, שהרוניסי יספולי, לעניין זה לא נסבטל, אף על פי שעניין תומי סמגו נסבטל, וחזר הבניה, אבל ענייניסה, אם שבשום צדיסה, לא ימות באכילה, אלא ועד היום רותירו אחרי רבים להטיס, ונעשה המיעוט קרוב, ולא נשא בשום איסה, ומות עליכם כאחד לבש שלום, הלבשלום בגדירו, אלא אך השריבו עליו מיני, נאי אבהב לי כאילו הוכר, ואין כאן את ביטל וכל לא יזכרו. So he distinguishes between אכילה בבסחס and תומס מס. Now, so there is a מחלקס between רב חיסדה ורבי ישראל רב חנינה. רב חיסדה says that if יחתיך רב נבילה was מיורד with תוך תכס of שחותו, so then it's not מתאמי ממס. But we pass like רבי ישראל רב חנינה, not like רב חיסדה. So the question is, since we pass like Rabbi Yisib Rabbanine, so that means, so we fluke the machlekes between Rabbi Yisib Rabbanine and Rav Chizde is on this question. What's the essence of Bittul Birov Yovish B'Yovish? Is it according to Rav Chizde, so Yovish Bittul Yovish is the same thing as Bittul Lach V'Lach? Well, Yisib is never later. Mashein Kein according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbanine, the bitl of Yovish B'Yovish is distinguishable from the bitl of Lach B'Lach. Lach B'Lach, it's not based upon any bitl of Rav, but the bitl of Yovish B'Yovish is based upon the bitl of Rav. Once there is bitl of Rav, so then even if Klap Shmai is Galye, that it's not like that, so it's also Nepaleta. But first we must establish the bitl of Rav. So Mimele Ligabe vis-a-vis Mage, so we can establish a birur of rov, because we can say, because vis-a-vis mage, so let's say if a person touches one chatich, so in respect to that negiye, we can apply the birur of rov, and we say that chatich that the person touched is not the chatich of nevele, called the posh birur beposh, is the chatich of shchuto. Then he touches another chatich again. In respect to this nie, to this mage, we apply the biru of kol diporish. So mimele, even if klap ishmai is galye, that a certain chatiche is the nevele, and a certain chatiche is nevele, is chatiche x. So even chatiche x, that is nevele, is also there. Why? Because we could assume, on the basis of rov of probability, in respect to each chatiche, that it's of the aveda. So, Masheinke got when making a masseh, where he carries all the three chatichas, all the three chatichas he carries in one box together. So there we couldn't establish the principle of kol diporish. So Mimele, there is no isan epaleta. So Mimele, since we passed like a Yisib Reb Chanine, so we should pass that one chatichah, when one chatichah of nevele was nisarei with two chatichas of shchute, he should be also to eat all the three chatichas of vasachas. And the Rosh says that it's muter and you can be mevashel together. So he distinguishes between achil bevasachas and tumas mas. Now let's see teisa shita there in prayers. I asked you to go over that sugi, because it's very important. This sugi really sheds light on the Indian of Bittul Birov Yovish B'Yovish. Now, Tafrov Gimul Amadal. So there, Teisa says, Nevel Abtila B'Shchuto, Umosik L'Yamad, Avol Yamase, So Rabbi Yisib Rav Chanina says, Mitame B'Mas, Avol Yamase Mitame, Val Kolchin, Kishiyesh Ben Vele Kazayiz Mok Mecht, Di Lavoche B'Mase Loi Mitame. All right. Then he says, Viteime, Idi Noga B'Chol Azeisim, Amai Toir, da filu noga bi kulim mashma di toya du mir de mas u mi u hege do noga kulim basachas el noga baze khoza ve noga baze ef shel di toya kiven di bi khol pam she nige a in yedea she nige a bitum. So he says the reason is why Rabbi Yisrael Chanin distinguishes between tumes mage and tumes mase. So according to this, when does Rabbi Yisrael Chanin say that toya militami bimage only if he wasn't nigeye in all the three chatiches at the same split second. But b'zeh hazeh. So b'meile, there we can establish in respect to each mago, we can establish the principle of Kol Diporish. Now, Kol Diporish is not an absolute certainty. No Rav could be an absolute certainty. It's a probability. So the Torah tells us that we can rely on probability. So Memele, when one person, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, he touches one chatich. So we apply the principle of Kol Diporish. So Memele, even if Klapishmai is Galye, that it's not a shchuto, it's also muter. So it doesn't become tum. Then, a few minutes later, he touches Adach Tichem. So again, we apply the principle of Kol Diporish. Then, a third, then 5 minutes later, so again, he touches the third Chatiche. So again, we apply the principle. Masha'inke, if he will touch with his hand, there's three Chatiches, and then he'll touch all the three Chatiches with Asachas, so then it's like Mas. Then it's like Mas. And according to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, he becomes Tomei. So in other words, so what does Teisa say? Teisa Shita is that according to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, the bittul of Yovish B'Yovish of Rov is based upon the Biru of Rov. But where the Biru of Rov takes effect, so Memele it's Issa Nefachlet. But if the Mage is Vibasachas and all the three, then it's like Mas. That's the Shita of Teisa. The Rambam, so the Kesef Mishneh mentions in the name of David Korkes, he is Chelik, and he holds that the Rambam also passes like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, not like Rav Chisde. So when in Nivele was Nisariv with Shchuto, so it's Toya Miltami Bimage Avol Tami Bimase, and from the Rambam it's Mashma that Mage it's Toya even with his Blasachs. Not like this. Now, Perek Aleph Milchesovis Atumes, Halacha Yudzayin, Nivelo Shenisarvo Bishchuto, Im Roi Min Ashchuto Ptelo Hanvelo Bishchuto, Vein Hakel Mitami Bimago, Avol Im Nosa Hakel Nitma, Shen Yefshal Ishchuto Shetarza Nivelo, Avol Hanvelo Epsha Shetitaya Kishetisrach Lefichat Ivad. So he says, so the Kesev Mishneh here says, ומדיבר רבינו שקוסק ואין הקל מטעמי במאגה, so he used the Russian ואין הקל, that means even if there is one הגיעה in all the three, it's like this, and he touches all the three בבסחס, even in such a case he doesn't become tummy. So not like this השיט, not like this השיט. ומדיבר רבינו שקוסק ואין הקל מטעמי במאגה, משמע שאפילו נוגע בכל הזאת ביחד טועה ויש לי תמיה מיישנה ממסו. Because of a rikur kezal, shatam shekivim shatum alidin nigias psori bitume vichol zayisu bivniatzmei chshive kol nigia bape nafsho ki kol nigia u nigia mecholekes ilivado uvichol zayis yesh nigia bivniatzmo ki abosor anigia bizayize eini anigia bizayize vichoshiv ki nigia vichoyze v'nigia avon nisi biyachad eimokim lechalek hazeisim. It's a very long vicious word. He says, very long vicious word. In other words, he says as follows, what the Kesef Mishneh says in the name of Rikurkes is that according to Rabbi Yisi Barab Hanine, there is a fundamental distinction between the Bittul of Yovish B'Yovish and the Bittul of Larbelach. Larbelach, so there is Bittul of Issa Nepeleta. Without any berurim, but without any presumptions that this individual item happens to be had. Because blah blah blah, so there is even distribution, so you know that there is Issa all the time. In every unit of Taruves, you have a certain, in accordance with a certain ratio, you have the Issa. But it's bottle. The identity is lost. But by Yovish B'Yovish, what the Issa is only became made, the heterism became made, but subjectively, there is a mix-up. We don't know. So then, there could not be, at the very outset, a din of Issa Nepechleta. But first, we must establish, in respect to each individual item, the principle of Kol Diporish, the Biru of Rov. Once we can establish the principle of Kol Diporish in respect to each individual item. So Mimele, it's Nepach Lisa, even if Klapish Mayis Galia, the Tepus Tabis. It's Nepach Leta, even if Klapish Mayis Galia, that it is the year to Foris. But first, he must establish. So he says as follows: in vis-a-vis mage. So mage. So when a person is negeya in one chatiche, so there is a separate mage in that chatiche. One person could not be negeya in one chatiche through the mage of the other chatiche. But it's possible you can put the three chatiches together. And then, I put my hand on the three chatiches together, so I'm negeya all the three chatiches. But when I touch with my hand all the three chatiches, let's say these are the three chatiches, so I touch this chatiche because I touch this chatiche. I touch this chatiche because I touch this chatiche. And I touch this chatiche because with this finger, I come in contact with this chatiche. So there is a separate mage on each chatiche. But the three magois happen to take place at the same time. But it's not one mage. It's not the mage that is that of this one that gives me a mage to this one. No, it's separate magois. Mashein kim by maseh. So when you carry, let's say, you put in a box three chatiches. One is nevela, two ashrutes, and then you put the box on your shoulder and you carry it. So then it's the same act of masse. It's not separate masses. And even if he will put each chatiche in a separate bag, and he'll carry, let's say, one bag on one shoulder, one bag on another shoulder, and the third bag he'll carry on his head, It's still one masse. So mimele, the halacha according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbanine, the bittul of Yovish B'Yovish of Rov is based upon the Biru of Kol Diporish. So that means that when can there be a bittul ischal on each individual item, as long as vis-a-vis each individual item itself, we can establish the bill of them. So Mimele, the Rosh says, if one chticha of Nevele was Mu'ref with two chtichas of Shchuto, so then he can eat all the three chtichas together, Basachas. And you cannot say, he's eating the Isa. No, the Isa was also Neperleta. Why was the Isa Neperleta? Because when a person eats three chtichas together, so he doesn't swallow chticha number one because he swallows chticha number two. He swallows chticha number one because he swallows chticha number one. And he swallows chticha number two because he swallows chticha number two. And he swallows chticha number three because he swallows chticha number three. It just happens that he swallows the three pieces at the same time. But there is a separate achille. On each chticha, there is a separate chticha. So Mimele, since in respect to each chticha itself, we establish the principle, we apply the principle of Kol Diporish. So Mimele, that means that each chatiche itself is nevach leheter, even if Klapish Mayitz Galye, that it's the here to for Yisrael. Why? Because vis-a-vis each item itself, we can apply the principle of Kol Diporish. We cannot apply the principle of Kol Diporish to the three chatiches as a unit. That not. But vis-a-vis each individual chatiche, we can apply the principle of Kol Diporish. So Mimele, since we apply the principle of Kol Diporish in respect to each individual chatiche, so each individual chatiche, even if it happens to be any one chatiche that happens to be the year to Forisea, is Nepach Leta. So then when you eat them together, so what? There is no stire. I ate three chatiches, each one of which is at. Mashein kin ligabi tumes maseh. So over there, when you carry the three chatiches, so it's not that it's you carry each chatiche separately. No, they are all carried by one act. When you touch the three chatichas at the same time, so in effect, you touch two different magoyis. But the three separate magoyis happen to take place at the same time. Same way, but it's three different magoyis. You don't touch this chatiche by virtue of the fact that you touch this chatiche. You touch this chatiche because this finger came in contact with this chatiche. And you touch this chatiche because that finger, and even if you, the same finger touches both, so it's again two magoyis. Because how was the magi here? Because of this part of the finger was in contact. And magi with this chatiche there was because this part of the finger was in contact. So it's different magoyis. So mimele, so since it's different magoyis, so mimele, different maises, so as long as in respect to each chatiche itself, we can apply the principle of Kol Diporish, so each chatiche itself, in respect to magi, is never let. Masheinkein vis-a-vis masse. So when you carry through one masse, not through three different acts of masse. So mimele, in view of the fact that you cannot apply the principle of Kol Diporish in respect to all the three chatichas together as a unit, so mimele, there is no bittul b'rovina. That's the shite of the Rambam, as the Rikurkis explained it. Now, Teisves Shite is not like that. So, Lifluk, Teisves is Chelik under Rosh. And Teisves says that Mago Bozeach Hazeh, is like Mas. Is Mas. But the Shite of the Rambam is not like that. And the Rosh Shite is not like Teisves. The Rosh, it's mashma from Rosh and Rosh, that even Bibasachas, it's not mitame. If one chticha of Nevele was nisari two chtichas of Shchuto, so even if he touched all the, so it's not mitame bimage, even if he touched all the three chtichas Bibasachas. Chtichas Bibasachas. Alright. That's the shite of the Rosh. Now, then there is something else. Teisves says that when Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, there the Chov Gimel, So Teisves says that when Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says that when Chticha of Nevele was Nisariv with two Chtichas of Shchuto, so it is with two Chtichas of Shchuto, so then it's not Chticha of Shchuto, so it's mitami b'maseh, so it's only midrabono, midraisa, it's not mitami b'maseh. So what is mashma? It's mashma. The taste of shite is that midiraisa. So the beetle of yavish biyavish of chov is mamish analogous to the beetle of lablav. It's not based upon a biro, upon the establishment of the biro of rov first, and then we say isa lepeleta. No, at the very outset. So we apply the din of beetle of isa lepeleta just as by lablav, but midrabonon. So Yovish B'Yovish is different, because Yovish B'Yovish objectively, I mean, each, the Isar is imid b'fnei atzmei, and the Heter is imid b'fnei atzmei, it's only subjectively that there is a Taruves, that there is a Taruves. So Mimele, so the Chachomim said, true, there is a din of Isar Nepaleta, but first we must establish the principle of Kol Diporish. So Mimele, Ligabi Mage, so we can establish the principle of Kol Diporish. Ligabi Mase, we cannot establish the principle of Kol Diporish. Now, but all the poskim say that the Rambam is to the contrary. Because what the Rambam doesn't say that it's not mitame bimase, that it is mitame mase only mirabonon. The Rambam says stam. So it's mashma for Rosh Rambam that nevelo shenisavo bishchuto imriv min hashchuto p'tila amvilo bishchuto vein hakel mitame bimago avol im noso hakel nitmo. So it's mashma, the primigodi im adar say that the Rambam is chelik on this yes. And the Rambam shite is that midraise it's mitame bimase. So in other words, so we have a basic machlekes between the Rambam and Teisves. Now, according to Teisves, so midraise yovish biyovish is mamish like the taruves of lablach. It is in a parleter at the very outset. We don't even have to establish the principle of Kol Diporish first. But midrabono, so there is a difference. According to the Rambam, so this distinction is midraise. By yovish biyovish, so midraise, the bitul of the isa nepach leheter, it only takes effect after the birur. The birur of rov takes effect. But vis-a-vis mage, so since that you always have mage of each chaticha by itself, you do, even if it's vasachas, you don't have one mage, one joint mage for all the three tichas. You just have three magois at the same time. So memele, as long as you can establish the principle of called the Polish vis-a-vis each chaticha itself, so memele, each chaticha itself becomes heter. So even if you're negiyam vasachas, so you don't become tomei. Masheinkin vis-a-vis mase. So you have one mase, and all the three, not three masses. So memele, they cannot be bitul midraise according to the Rambam. Why? Because you couldn't establish the biru of kol diporish in respect to all the three chatichas together. You can only establish the principle of kol diporish in respect to each individual chatichah. In respect to each individual chatichah. Now, what is the Rosh Shite? It's not clear. The Rosh distinguishes between Tumas Mag and Tumas Masi. But it seems that the Rosh agrees with Teisves. Otherwise, there is this certain expressions that are sincere, each other. Because at the beginning of paragraph Lamed Zayin, he says, Dafilu yochel echod echod elekel echod esveikes. So he says, Avol chad bitrei b'dava yovesh, Dafilu midrabonum botol, Deloi mishum sveikes shagin olei. Elo mishum digzeras akosef, Dichsi vachrabim lahatis, Hilka chad bitrei botol, Vinepach yisel liye yiseter, Umutaloch lafilu kulun kachas. So he emphasizes that it's not based upon any birurim. But then, at the end, he distinguishes between Tumas Mag and Tumas Masse. That means that it is based upon Birurim. So if we say that the Rosh agrees with Teisus and Bechiras Daf Chav Gimel, that Midraise, it's even Rabbi Yisrael Chanina is made, that it's mitam, it's not mitam and Masse. Because Midraise, it's not based upon any Birurim. But only Midrabonon is based upon Birurim. So then we can understand this, why he says, Dikzeras HaKosofu, Dikziv HaChram Lates. But midrabbonon, so the birur has to be established in respect to each individual item. So since it's only midrabbonon, so the birur only has to be established in respect to each individual item, not in respect to all the three items together. So then there is no stira in the lishenes, in the various lishenes in the Rosh. All right. Now, some mele. That means that according to Teisves and the Rosh, according to Teisves and the Rosh, the pshat in the Gemara in Zvochim is when the Gemara has the kashe, why doesn't it become bottle the rope? So the Gemara gives the teretz balachayim chshive veloi bat. So there is no bit of the rope. So what does it mean? What's the Rabbonon? The Rabbonon is that the Konis Chachomim was Balechayim Chshive, so it's considered like Kavua. Midrash, it's not Kavua, because it's not Nika Bim Keime. Kavua is when it's Nika Bim Keime. Here it's not Nika Bim Keime. It's Miure. Bim Keime it's Miure. So Mimele, it's Midrash, it's not Kavua. So since Midrash, it's not Kavua, so Mimele, the Biru of Rav should apply. And once the Biru of Rav is established, so the din of bitl as such, he also can take effect. But Chachomim omisakeim balechayim chshive. So it's like nikabim keime. If it's like nikabim keime, so then it's kavua. If it is kavua, so mele, there is no biru of rov. So the biru of rov. So if there is no biru of rov, so mele, the bitl of rov doesn't take effect either, because the biru, the bitl of rov, if it's a praeta, is contingent upon the biru of rov. So then the Gemara has the kashe. So then it will not be kavua even with Rabbanon. So maybe it will be Issa Nefach later. So the Gemara at first wanted to say Zeiro Shem Yikru Ke Yud Kohanim Vasachas. So the Gemara refutes that. So even if it will be Yud Kohanim Vasachas and it will be the Issa and the Heta together mixed up in the Chalovim, the Ivorim, in the Dam, in the Mizrok. So it's still muter because Yisrael is Nepach later. So the Gemara says, Zeirom Shil Kavua, so Memele, so we cannot apply it with Rabbonon, we cannot apply it in the Biro of Rav, and if we cannot apply the Biro of Rav, so certainly there couldn't be any Isa Nepach later. Anything left. Now, here he says, Yesh Kante Mi Al Shonoch, Shah Rajbo Likosav Kan, the Mahanet Arubes El Blok Makulim, Shesh Shom Bosat Trevi, Nisar Gnakshevis, Sheshnei Mi Kavua Yesh Lamanin, Hoya Chod Mi Kavua Dereis, the Haim Tes Chanu Yes Kshevis, Vehas Trevi, Shebuze Amrino Mi Dereis, Kol Kavua Kim Ech Tzal Mech, Kim Shu Yisa Nika Min Keili, Uboze In Chiluk, So since Yisa Yis Nika Min Keili, then it's Kavua Mi Dereis, ובזה ינחילו בירוי לישחה ביתולוי, וקבוע דרבון הנוהו במקילוין אחות שנמצא שום טריפו ניסעו בן הקשריס, ונגידי ימי זה לא כך, דמדרעי שעה וכל בוסה שמקול עם כושה, דיבוטל ברוב. אלו דחחום עם גוז רובים ישום חתיכו רוי לישחה בית, דלוי לב פתילה, ונוסנו מקילוין זה דין קבוע. Why? Because it's חתיכו רוי לישחה בית. So, why do they say חתיכו רוי לישחה בית? So has it in the kavua? Let him say, because in the bachoshuv and the chachomim or misakim, the bachoshuv does not become bottom. The answer is the bitul in yovish biyovish works through two steps. First, we must establish a principle, a biro of rov. That's number one. Number two, once the biro of rov is established, so then we say even that chaticha x that is klapish maya galia, that it is the iser, is nepachleta. But first we must establish the Bureau of Rav. Whether I say you have to establish Mid Rabbonon. So Mimele, we cannot just say, Mid Rabbonon it's not bottle. True, it's not bottle. But let us apply the Bureau of Rav. So the answer is no. That the Rabbonon, the Takonis Chachomim was, that Idova Choshuv, even though it's not Nikabim Kemei, but on account of its Chshives, it's considered like Nikabim Kemei. Alpidin is considered like Nikabim Kemei. Once it's considered Nikabim Kemei, it's Kavua. So it's Kavua. And if it's Kavua, so we cannot apply the Bureau of Rav. And if we cannot apply the Bureau of Rav, so maybe there is no Isa Nepach Leheta. So, Vinos no Makulin Ze, since it's Ichticho, really is Chabeit, Din Kavua. Dichein Korol Bid Mora Bizvochim. Bitarubis Balachayim Shein Chshuves. Dabli Kavua. But the Gemara never spells it out that Tarubis Balachayim is Kavua. The Gemara only says it's Choshu. But, there's the Pshat. So, since it's Choshu, so it's considered like Nikah Bim Kene, because of the Chshuves. It's considered like Nikah. And if it's Nikah, so it's Kavua. If it's Kavua, there is no Biro. If there is no Biro, so Memele, there couldn't be Bittl, there couldn't be Sanefach Leheta. The Havel Kavua, v'chein kosu ateisu v'psochim, divara maschel, ha'netishach niyes, v'chein bismak, sefsim v'shidalet, kor gam kin kavua de rabonon. So he mentions Rishenim, because the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. As a matter of fact, the Gemara could be explained without this premise. But there are some Rishenim, teisus psochim, teisus nizvochim, the smak, they call it kavua de rabonon. But it could be explained differently. The Gemara could be explained that the Gemara is the kasha, first of all, because there are two, we could say that there are two independent halachas. One halacha is Isa Nepach Leheta. And that is not based upon Biro of Rav. So that was the first kasha. So the Gemara said, Balachayim Chashive, there is no Isa Nepach Leheta. That's one the Rabbanon. Then the Gemara asked, true, there is no din of Isa Nepach Leheta, so you certainly couldn't eat all the items, Bivasachas, but let us manipulate the Kol Diporish and let us apply the din of Kol Diporish in respect to one item. So we won't eat all the items together. So we'll eat all the items different times and by different people. So the Gemara says, Gzeira Mishum Kavua, so we cannot apply the din of Kol Diporish either. But it's two independent din. But the Smak says that the Pshat, Balachayim, Chshive, Vulibatle, is, it's Kavua Midrabah. What does it mean? Because the din of bitul yovish biyovish is contingent upon the biro of rov, and by kavua there is no biro of rov. Why? Because kol kavua k'masu masanoma. But when is it kavua? If it's nikam kemei. But here it's not nikam kemei. But the chachomim or misakei, the account of the chshives, it should be considered like nikam, because of its uniqueness. So it's considered like nikam. So memele, since it's nikam kemei, so it's kavua midrabanan. Once it's kavua midrabanon, there couldn't be any biro. If it couldn't be any biro, there couldn't be Isa Nepach Leheta. But let us manipulate a kol deporich, so then it wouldn't be kavua ha'iv mi derabanan. If we manipulate a kol deporich, so the Gemara says, zeh yosham yikam lekavua. V'chim bismak seif sim rishidaw lekol gam kavua derabanan. V'arashbo, kosa bach kavua derabanan, shimacha sholokam kavua hazeh, v'nisarev b'achirim, muta mitam svek sveke. So he says that the Rashbo doesn't have reference to a kavua deraise, but he has reference to a kavua derabon. But the truth is that the Rashbo, the Pashtes Aloshin of the Rashbo indicates that he has reference to a kavua deraise. It can be interpreted in two ways. The two mentions the Loshin of the Rashbo. Only the Rashbo, you see, first he discusses the Rashbo. First discusses the union of Tisha Hanuyas, of Kavua. Then he says, because of Rashbo, v'fi chochmoto boso b'yadnochi, af al pi sh'adova yodua, she'in leitchim boso, elo meiso makurim, v'in yedea meize lokach, muta, delacha shapir eshne lo deasopik. Ba'med vor ma'murim shlo roi se yeitzim na'akulim, avol roi se yeitzim na'akulim, ve'in se sho, ne lo deasopik. V'nimtza she v'mokim akvi esne deasopik vosa. V'yira li, Shaloyosu elo bizman shu bifne atzme. Avo im avo misawa bachiris. Veino nikeres. Tilo berovim shu mislechseke. Ufichoch mishaloka posa min makulin. Afiluchticho ruyo nischabeit. Vakein nimtze streifo makulin. Veloineid achtiches atreifes. Bin shu achtiches. Vin yidea meize melokach. Koma shalok makulin kiddish nimtze satreifo muta. So, the Taz assumes that in as much as he says, right after that, Avo in Nisavo Bachiris in Nikeres Tilo Borov Mishim Svekseke, and then he says, Lufichoch Mishaloka Bosam Namakulin. So he discusses, Chticho Ruil Ischabeit, which is Kavua Midrabanon, that when the Rashbo said before, Avo in Nisavo Bachiris in Nikeres Tilo Borov, he also has reference to Chticho Ruil Ischabeit to Kavua Midrabanon. No, but it's not like that. That's, first he says, Avo in Nisavo, so he says, Lifichov, because of Rashbo, Lifichov, Motso Bosso Yad Nochi, Aval Pishadova Yuduashin, Likrim Bosso, Mason Makulin, Vinny Dea Mesa Lokar, Muta, Glaha Shapirish Novasovic, Bamed Morim Amurim Shalir always eats in Namakulin. Aval always eats in Namakulin. What did it mean, Makulin? Makulin, that's the stores in the slaughterhouse. So we saw him. Yeitzei, so it's Pirish Lefanenu. And the Rashbo Shite is not like the Ran. The Ran Shite is that Pirish Lefanenu is only Kavua Midrabono. But the Rashbo Shite is that Pirish Lefanenu, if I look through the window and I see a boy entering into one of the stores, there are 9 stores that sell kosher, 1 store sells Nevele, and I didn't notice which store the guy entered, and then the guy brings me that piece of meat. So, according to the Rashbo, it's kavua midraise. According to the Ram, it's kavua midrabono. So, mele, the Rashbo says, lifichoch motzo boso b'yad nochi, aval pishadova yedua ashen lichim boso onis makulin, v'in yedea meze lo kach muta, t'lacha shepir eshnil b'yasofik. Bamed vom amurim, if he didn't see the goy going into the makulin and buying meat, Bamud Mamushli Rois Yitzim Namakulin. Avo Rois Yitzim Namakulin, Beisi Shon El Asofik. Vinimso, so it's Pirus Lufanenu, so it's Kavua de Raise. Vinimso, Shabimokim Akvias, Nil Asofik. Viosa, Vierali, Shall Yosuelo Bisman Shabif Natsme. Avnasawa Bacheres, Vinikaras Pil of Robinson Sexteke. So he cites the whole Loshen of the Rashbo. And the Rashbo, so the Pashtes Aloshen is Mashma, that the Rashbo has reference to Kavua de Raise. Because Pirus Lufanenu, according to the Rashbo, is kavua midraise. Only the Ram says that Pirish Lufanenu is kavua midrabon. But the Taz assumes that this Rashbo of Nisavu Bachireis has reference kavua midrabonon, because after that he says Ulfichoch Mishaloka Bosom and Makulin Av Lechticho Ril Ischabi. Lechticho Ril Ischabi, that's kavua midrabonon. But this is after Nisavu Bachireis, and this he says as a result, as a consequence. In other words, this is a corollary to his statement. But the proposition Avon Nisala Bachiris in Nikeres Taylor Birovishim Svekzweke does not refer to Mishaloka Bosom Namakulin Chticho Ruil Ischabeit. So this refers to the case that he mentioned before, where it's Kavua Midraises, on the contrary, the Pashtes Aloshin of the Rashbo, and the Or HaShulchan says that. That the Pashtes Aloshin of the Rashbo is that the Rashbo has reference to Kavua Derais and not Kavua Derabonon. But this is how the Taz understood the Rashbo. But it's not like that. All right. So he says, וכן בשמח סייף סימר ישידאו לקורא גם ככבוד הרבנון. ורשבו כוס הבחך כבוד הרבנון, שימחה שלא כבוד הזה, ונסערב באחר עימות המטעם סווק סווקי. אבל בכבוד הרייסה שזכרנו, ועד לא מהנה, אחר כך תרובס. כמו שכוס ורשבו גופה, הביא התאיר סייף. סימן זה ליצור שהיא סוף קרישמות מהתאירה, דווקא, וניסערב למד הרבנון. So in other words, so he says that even the Rajbo wouldn't say that if it's Nisarei, so then it will be Mutam, Tam Sveksike. After all, the Rajbo passes like the Ri, the Sofik Yachal Bikuvi, Sofik Yachal Bitaruvis, he's also there. So here too, if it is Ikobua de Raise, he bought in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which, and then it was Nisarei. So the first Sofik is Sofik Bikuv, the second Sofik is Sofik Taruvis, so it should be also. So he says, the Rajbo wouldn't say that it's Mutah. The Rajbo has reference to a case of the Kavod Rabbonon, of Ticho Ruin Ischabit, where it's Nisarev, where it's not Nikabim Kemei, so Midrash is not even Kavua, it's only Kavod Rabbonon. So then, if that was Ni, so in such a case, so the Rajbo says it's Mutah. But where it is a Kavua, Midrash, it's Nisarev, so it's something that Miguf, something that Taruves, it's awesome. Now, but the Pashtus Aloshon of the Rajbo is that the Rajbo has reference to the Raisa, and as to his Kashe, where the Rajbo passes like the Ri, the Tzofikach Begum Sarat Aruves. So we have to say, as the Orach HaShulchan says, that the first Tzofik is also Taruves. He is also a Tzofik of Taruves. Alright, so he says, Avo, בקבוד הראשי זכרנו ועד למען אחר כך תרובס, כמו שקוס ורש בגופי, הביא עתור סייף סימן זה, בצור שהיא סוף יקרש מן התאירה, דווקא וניסר עם דרבונון, וגם דין קי של דיכום של סערו שמי ורש בראי ממנו, הוא קי, די מן התאירה אפילו בכלל חושב בוטו, וניסר עם דרבונון, כמו שקוס ובזבוח, עם דבר מסר למרובה, וכן מבוא את תרס הבייס, אורוך, she asking shidika amazing nisa bo mitam ze nam mutter kol shloka kidem shnim da sofi kabu ad rabono aflo fil von ein da dai kul heta vi loy gasvinom bi loka bi shaseta otu shidika khakhavis because here it was kul bi khaska seta then after he bought it it was discovered there was a craving so in such a case Piris Meil or be certainly moved. Be certainly moved. Alright. So it's Mutter before it was discovered. But to buy after it was discovered, then it is certainly awesome. Alright. Now, Sifei. Shein Hakel King. כן כוס ברש, הביא עתו, וכוס הפולו, ואין מייבי, מה שכוס הבחת לבכתיך יש נראו יש לסחם, אלא שהחמיר לישראל, שמירה שעשו עם נדי, דיכול מחצו. So, because it's קבוע. So it's קבוע. ויתום בסיוסף ושוב, נהיה לי מלטו, דו כל קבוע כמחצו, לא שייך אלו בתשע חנוי, שאולים סניק המנקאים, Mashem Kim Khan, there's a regular Taruves. What is it? He found out that there was a treif in the slaughterhouse. Now we don't know where the treif is, so it's Taruves. Now what difference does it make whether Taruves is on the table or Taruves is in the slaughterhouse? Taruves, so there is bitul berov. But if it is really schabit, so then there is no bitul. But he no really schabit, so the mail should be bottled. That's the Rishos of Skashi Gilito. כל קבוע, כי מאחר שייך מזה שתלוי שאיסר ניקם קיימי, מה שאין כי קם, שאיסר ניקה, ולגוז לו לברור לסחבי, ובאים לו לסחבי, שבא בו תברור, ודינת כמו שניסר לי, בוי ביי, ובידר כמישה. So, we explain that, according to הרשום חוס פשעה, because that seems to be very, very reasonable, I mean, the בדור חשום חוס פשעה, because there is a הלוך of קבוע. So, what's the הלוך of קבוע? Because And Kavua is only when Nika or Yisam came. So the main of the two Shitei is that we don't know what happened. We found the treife. How did we discover the treife? The answer is we discovered in the slaughterhouse someone looked at the heart of a certain behemoth or the lungs of a certain behemoth or the bisakesis of a certain beile, and he found a nekev, a penetrating nekev. So he made it a straight. So the hard along the bisakesis is nitlam kemi. We know exactly where it is. This straight hard along is nitlam kemi, but a behemoth doesn't come just with a heart. So the other evorim. So the male, the other evorim of the same behemoth of which this eva, of which the heart is an eva. So, not the common kingdom. So the Rashbashit is the true that the heart is nikabim kingdom. But the other evorim of the same behemoth, of the same behemoth. So, I'm not the calling the main kingdom. So, merely the Talmudis. Any other aim there. So we are allowed to buy Midin and Digimori. We are allowed to buy Midin and Digimori. You can buy, let's say, from the ribs. Because that is not the coming kingdom. No, Mashayin came, the two holds, no. Inasmuch as one aim there of Behemex is the coming kingdom in the slaughterhouse. So the main all the other evolving of that behemoth are also considered kavua. That's the machlokes. This is how the Ruach HaShulchan explained it. But you see that the Nesi Kelim, I mean, didn't understand the machlokes, the Rashbo and the two that way. So let's see what the other Nesi Kelim said. With Achimeisha, the Ramo himself. Because that bothered everybody. Not only the Yosef was disturbed by the two Sasoge against the Rashi. I mean the Ramot too. So the Archimation we preset here too. There are two and the Rashbo, the Mayreshi Shisa the Makul in Echo. So the Ramot and the Prisha say that and I think the Bach also the same thing. That the Rashbo and the two have reference not to a case of a one chtiche that was discovered to be traitor, but where a whole store in the slaughterhouse was discovered to be traitor, but we don't know which store it is. I mean, such a thing can happen. Today it certainly can happen, but I mean even years ago it could have happened. In other words, people kept on buying from the slaughterhouse meat, and at that time when they kept on buying, everybody thought that every store in the slaughterhouse sells only kosher. But then it was found out that one store in the slaughterhouse is completely traded, but we don't know whether it's store number one, store number two. There might be 10 stores in the slaughterhouse. So we don't know which store it is, but it's a home store. So in Mele, the two holds that when do we say Taruves and there is Bittle, that is only if there is a Taruves of Chtiches, great, just Chtiches. But if there is a Taruves of a home store, a whole store was Nisari in Kinnan's house. We don't know which store it is. So then there is no din of it. Then it's Kavua. I mean, the Primigodi and many other Achayim, I mean, they mention Rayas, that it doesn't make any difference what Taruvis consists of. Whether Taruvis consists of one little Chatiche or a Taruvis of 1,000 Chatiches that was Nisari in several thousand Chatiches chairs. I mean, what difference does it make? So, even the whole store, so what's the difference between a store and a chatiche? A store has 1,000 chatiches, not just one chatiche. So, who says that taruves is limited only to a taruves of one chatiche treife that was nisari in several chatiches sheres? Even if you have 1,000 chatiches treifes and they were nisari in several thousand chatiches sheres, so it's also Taruves and it's bottom of the rock. So of course, now, when the documentation, the police say that when a whole store is Nisari, in other words, if we know there is one store that sells only trade. That sells only trade. And that, in other words, many years ago, before you were born, so it was found out in New York that a certain plant, which was under supervision, and it was under supervision of good, reliable rabbonim, with mashgichim, with constant mashgichim, who were supervising the premises all the time until it was closed. But it was found out that there is one plant, one so-called kosher plant, that is constantly, throughout the years, has been distributing trade. And it took a long time until the detectives found out which store it is. And then it turned out to be a plant that was, had the name Kaufman, and it was under supervision. So in other words, so it's possible that we discover there is a whole store among many stores that sell straight, but we don't know which store it is. So the documentation says that according that the two understood the Rashba is referring to such a case. In other words, me shalokam bosom makul, valachtir lomir yisrat. And then the nimtza treif makul, not that they discovered one chtiche treif. They discovered that there is one store in the makuli that sells treif. Sounds like, but they don't know which store it is. So the Rashba says, this is how the Torah understood the Rashba. But we may do chanus atreifo. So kol mashalok chuma makum in kiddush nitzas atreifo muta. Because then it's from the Polish and over Polish. So we know for us of Nikomua, Elach has a pirish. Avulikach mikam veilech from that slaughterhouse. Now he doesn't know which store is great. So he'll go into his store, one of the stores, of the 10 stores that have the slaughterhouse, and he'll buy. So the Rashba says, Oser, even chticha shein eruya leischabi, that could have been, but that's only mitzat chum, then the Rashba says. So the Torah is massive, since the whole store is in Yodua, a whole store is miurev, a chanus shel treifo, is miurev, so then it's kavua. So then it's kavua. So mele even if tzechticha shein eruya leischabi, there couldn't be any bit. There couldn't be any bitl midrayos. That's the Tosca. Now, why should there be a difference between a tarubes of ktiches and a tarubes of his store? They're different to the trade. So it seems it's not a difference between a tarubes of one ktiche and a tarubes of 1,000 ktiches. That doesn't make any difference. You see, the difference is, you see, if a whole store sells very fair, so that means that it really, if you have, let's say, on the table, so you have one chtiche treife, and you have number of chtiches ksheireis, so then, even if you are an alert person, so you still couldn't know. How could you know? Let's say, if you put a chtiche of treife in a basket that has, let's say, a 10 chtiches ksheireis, and somebody put one chtiche of treife, so even if you are very intelligent and very alert, how can you know? But if a whole store that is trading is not known, so that means that it's considered, so the Ramos says, according to the two, it's considered kavua. What's the definition of kavua? Kavua means if the iser is likav in kein. That's the definition. What's the difference between kavua and tarubes? Because tarubes, when you have, let's say, on the table, in the basket, so one chticha of treif was mixed up with 10 chtichas of kosher, so then it's not becoming game. But when you have in the city 10 stores, 9 stores selling kosher, and 1 store selling treif, so it's becoming game. But this person doesn't know in which store he bought it, but it's the becoming game. So that's the difference between kavua and tarubes. Kavua means it's nikabim kemei, and tarubes means it's not nikabim kemei.
So the two shite, according to the documentation in the prison, the two shite is that it doesn't depend whether it's bimtzias nika bimkevin or not. Let's say, suppose all the people who handle that are very stupid and they can't notice anything. So then we don't say. So according to the two, we don't say that it's not nikam kevi. In other words, nikam kevi doesn't mean that bimtzias is nikam kevi. In other words, if a reasonable person could be expected to be makir bimkevi, the isa from the etar, but is not makir because unfortunately all those who are around are unreasonable people. So melee it's considered nikam kevi. Of course, this is a big chiddush. With room, it's more misstabbering that it really depends not on the question as to whether a reasonable person, an average reasonable person, is capable of identifying the isa from the heter when he came off, but whether b'mtzias is identified, not whether he can be expected to identify. But the toshit is not like that. In other words, so if you have a mix-up of chatiches, then a reasonable person cannot be expected to identify the chatichas isa from the chatichas heter. How could he? They all look alike. But if, let's say, all the treifet chatiches happen to be confined in one stone, so there is no reason as to why there is a mix-up. Something is wrong with the people who handle it. So in other words, since a reasonable person could be expected to identify in Kemon the store of the treifet from the store of the Ksheireis, so maybe it's considered Nikorim in Kemon, or Petin, it's considered Nikorim in Kemon, even though in Tzias it's not Nikorim in Kemon. Of course, you could argue, but it's not so unreasonable. I mean, the Primigodim, of course, is massive, and then it is a big Chiddush. It's not the most mistaba thing, but we can understand it. In other words, so this is what he says. Vidinei, we with Akimeshe, ובפרישתיר צו, דעתו היו דברי הרשבו, במיירה שישיסה במקום מנחות. ולמידע באיזה מקום, that there is a whole store in the slaughterhouse, that it was discovered that there is a whole store in the slaughterhouse, is Tresaus Preife. But we don't know which store. Now it doesn't mean dark store. Now suppose, let's say you have, in certain places, unfortunately, you have it. I mean, in big stores, so you have one stand, one counter that sells kosher, and then other counters that sell tripe. Of course, it's a very unfortunate circumstance. So that is also like a store. It doesn't mean just one store because it's a separate building, it's a separate room. Even if it's in the same room, as long as the tripe is segregated from the kosher, it's segregated. And everyone that goes in there could be expected to identify the counter of the chairs from the counter of the traders. But somehow they don't know. They are mixed up. They don't know what goes on. So they are all asleep. But a reasonable person could be expected to identify the counter that has only treife from the other counters that have only chairs. But they are asleep. They don't know. They don't know what's going on. So then, according to the two, it's considered nika b'keile. If it's considered nika b'keile, some mele, it's kavua. There is no bito. There is no bito. V'nei labei zemako. U'pei l'shtemua. V'heich kosaf atur al ze, v'heim kosaf adin yob yizah. בכל מה שלא חוקי דמסופי, הכמות. So then he has the kashe against that pshat of the Ramon. And the prishe, so why does the two say that anything that a person bought from that slaughterhouse in one of the stores? Now we know now that one store has always been selling trefex, exclusively trefex. The other store has been selling kosher, exclusively kosher. So the Torah says that everything that was bought until this discovery was made by us. So it's kosher. It's kosher. Why? Because called the Polish, Merube Polish. So he says, Monafsheh, if it was discovered that a whole store is been selling treife, so right now it's kavua. So Mele, even that which was bought before the discovery was made, should also be treated as kavua. In other words, what does it mean that we say kavua lemafreya? Now, so you will see that all the achrenim, all the nizikim, except for the shach, say that on that point, whether we say kavua lemafreya or not, is there is a machlekes between the Ohr and Rashi. You'll find everybody says that. The shach is the only one who says that the Rashi agrees with the Ohr, that we do say kavua lemafreya. But the Ran, well, as far as the Ran, whom is concerned, so even the Shach will concede that according to the Ran, we do not say kavua lemafreya. We do not say kavua lemafreya. In other words, suppose, now let's say that case. Let's take that case. That's the way it happened in New York years ago, about 40 years ago at that time. So when it was found out that Bronfman's manufacturing plant of delicatessen had been selling trade for years. And then, after first the discovery was made, there is such a so-called kosher manufacturing plant that sells trade, but it's X. No one knew. Then, later, months later, it was found out, the identity of that plant was found out. So the moment the identity of that plant was found out, So naturally, if somebody after the identity of that plant was found out, and if somebody would buy in a nominally kosher plant meat, and he wouldn't know whether he bought it in this plant that is nominally kosher, but it's actually kosher, or he bought it in Wampman's, so then it would be kavua. So it's like Teisha Hanis, Meichi, Boso Shchuto, Ve'achas Mecheres, Boso Neveil. But how about all those who bought meat before the discovery was made? And they don't remember in which plant. Because they were accustomed to sometimes to buy in this plant meat, and sometimes they were, the child arose. Many butchers. Many plants supplied meat to the butchers. So Bronfman was one of the suppliers. So the question is, after it was found out that Bronfman's plant was trade, so how about all those who bought meat and they still had that meat in their possession? And they don't know whether they bought it from Bronfman or they bought it from somebody else who was not only nominally kosher, but was actually kosher. So, according to the law, we do say kavua lemafreya. We do say kavua lemafreya. So, in other words, all the meat is awesome. According to the Ran, we do not say kavua lemafreya. We only say kavua mekalahavi. We do not say, so if somebody will buy meat in New York from a nominally kosher plant and he doesn't know from which plant, it may be bought it from Bronfman. So after it was discovered, so then it's kavua. But if he bought meat, let's say, a day after the identity of the talfis of Bronfman was discovered, so then it's called a Polish. According to the Ram. But according to the law, we do say kavua lemafreya. What's the Rashi Shita? So except for the Shach, all the poskim, all the nizikim, all the achrenim, assume that the Rashbo agrees with the Shita of the Ram. But somehow the Shach explains the Rashbo differently, and according to the Shach's Pshat and the Rashbo agrees with them. But the Ram certainly is chemikal. So in other words, so when the Taz is the Kash, who perish the Mu'al, the Kosova Tura Alze, the Chem Kosova Dini, or the Yizam, the whole Mashalok Chokin, the Masofik, Hakon Mutea, the Gemnitin Kosei Shu Sofik the Reise, Vadaya from the Kidim Shemino and Sofik Kosei. So in other words, so the Taz is Yum's like the law, that we say Kovuad Mafreya. So we made Manish. The Ramo says that the two understood the Rashi is referring to a case where the whole stone in the slaughterhouse was discovered to be self-defeated. So Mimele, the Torah says, he's Masik and the Rashi, when he says that Mikam Lahabo, if Mechti Hashinu, we only Schabit is Osir. Because there is no Bitu, it's Kavua. Even though it's not Mikam and Kame, we don't know which Torah it is, it's Torah X, but a visible person should know. So they're all asleep, that's the reason as to why. They are not, they don't know. So Mimele, Mikam Lahabo, the Torah says that if Mechti Hashinu, we only Schabit, if you bought it, it's also machin. Because it's kavua. Because it's kavua. It should be nikam kemei. And if it isn't, there is something the matter with the people. So why does the Torah say that anything that was bought before the discovery was made is muter? No, malibshach, if it's kavua now, so it was kavua before the discovery was made. In other words, the Taz is assuming like the rock. That we do say Kabbalah Mafet, but without mentioning it, doesn't mention. So what does the Nekudas HaKesef say? So if the Nekudas HaKesef had assumed that the Rashbo is also Chelek Kanero, so he would say, what kind of a kasha is it? He agrees in the Shiva Rashbo, but the Nekudas HaKesef happens to hold that the Rashbo agrees in the Rashbo. But he cannot say that the Ran agrees with the Ra. The Ran explicitly is Chelek Kanero. So he says, "Mikasha midi." Nikudas HaKesef. Mikaf Sifkot Nhei. In parentheses. Upirush Nemua. Mikasha midi. He said, "Isvir miki mashpos v'ram didin kavu achidishu ve'ein eisal mafreya uchmi shekosafti bishach Sifkot Nhei." Alright. So in other words, so what do we see? I mean, it's strange that the Taz asks the Kashi, as the Kashi. So first of all, I mean the Taz, when he mentions the Darkimation, the Pliche, so he should have coupled that with the Kamen, that apparently the Darkimation, the Pliche, assume that the Tur agrees with the Shita of the Rob, that we do not say, I mean, he should have said, So in other words, that Ramon and the Prishe take it for granted a very big chiddush. They take for granted a very big chiddush that the tarumis of the whole chanus, not the chanus, is not tarumis. That's the word. Because there shouldn't be tarumis. And for vis-a-vis a reasonable person, there shouldn't be tarumis of one whole chanus and one other chanus. There is something the matter with the people. So we make it as a chiddush. There is a chiddush, so he should have said it. So he doesn't say it. Alright. So in other words, he considers that as a reasonable premise that a tarumis of the whole chanus is not to be considered as a tarumis. Because there shouldn't be such a chatarumis. So that's one thing. And then he assumes, as in Dabar Poshut, that we say kavua mafreya, which is a machlokes rishonim. And at the contrary, it seems that most Rashi Achilik and the all right anyway. So the Taz doesn't make any discussion about that point, but he takes it for granted that if something is kavua now, so we should say so it should have retroactive effect, like that. So that's discussion. Upeirish the one. והיר כוס בטור, על זה וכיר כוס על הדין ואוביזר, לכל מה שלא קוקים מסוף בקפומותר, לבנית כוזה שהוא סוף מן ראיסי, ועד החלקי שינו לעשות בקוסה, because you should have retroactive effect, קבוע. ולא ייתר הראש, אלו בקבוע את רבונו. אלו בקבוע את רבונו. In other words, the ראש that the two sides, it does not have reference to a tarumis of the whole chanus. That's קבוע את ראיס. So in other words, so it is reference to Kavod Rabbono, to a Tarubis of Chtiches, not the Tarubis of Chanuris. V'ruisi perushim Rabbi, v'niru rimtzei ha-Pesach l'forish dibu Rabbi. Even though the Or HaShulchan Pshat seems to be very reasonable and very simple, But apparently, I mean, the Taz did not, I mean, see that pshat. All right. So Mele, he gives his own pshat. Vani tomati oil. Lomo lo yikshob is Yosef gan la rajbo. Lomo hechmiya. Kam leseya. Lomo luis. Mitam. Shemo yitu tvei. Mima she nimtso bebaiz. So, lomo lo yikshob is Yosef gan la rajbo. Lomo hechmiya. Kam leseya. In other words, the Bes Yosef, why doesn't the Bes Yosef, the Brashbo himself says, but Medina Digmore, so it's muter to, after the discovery is made, that there is some trade in the slaughterhouse. So Medina Digmore, it's muter to buy Echticho Shein Ruyel Ischabed, only Echticho Ruyel Ischabed, it's just, but Echticho Shein Ruyel Ischabed, it's muter to buy Medina Digmore. Why? Because it's bottle barok. Echticha shenei ruyel ischabed. So you can buy the mayim of a behem in the slaughterhouse. Because it's bottle barok. But the Rashba says, we have to be machad. We have to make a siyot. Why? Because if we allow a person to buy the mayim, echticha shenei ruyel ischabed in the slaughterhouse, so then he might be led into buying, let's say, a lipstick. In the same slaughterhouse, and that's Echticha Ruyel Ischabed. So then the Rashba says, why isn't the Bes Yosef masik against the Rashba? That there is no basis for being machmer here than in any other case of Taruves. Now it's a deep pashut that if you have a Taruves in the house, on the table, you have a mixer of Echticha Shel Ruyel Ischabed of Trey, and with other chtichas and takshiras. So it's a bit partial. So we say Batabarov. Why shouldn't it be machmir? Mitzat yog. Even when the Taruvus takes place on the table in your own house, in the kitchen. So there we are not machmir, over and above the little more. Why here? Why? Because it had, the Taruvus happened in the slaughterhouse, so because of that we have to be more machmir, more stringent than in the case where the Taruvus happens in your kitchen. So why isn't the Bes Yosef Masik on this part of the Rashba? So he says, Amitomati oi, Lomo Hikshe Bes Yosef Amal Rashba, Lomo Hechme Kam Leser Abdoeinu Riez, Riez Chavit, Mitam Shem Yutu, Tvein, why is he, I Machme Hiya, Tvein Mashinitza Bibayis? So, Evi Tarube, so then the Rashba should say, that even though the halacha is within a digmore that echticho shel ruyel ischabed that was mixed up yovish b'yovish b'rov. So it's bottle, but we should be machmir. In other words, we should not allow any taruves of yovish b'yovish. We know what says that. So why all of a sudden here the Rashba is machmir? What's the difference? V'chi teime that teinach namet because the taruves happened in the slaughterhouse and many customers come in. So it might serve as a basis for a mix. If the Taruvus happens in your own kitchen, no one comes in, so it will not serve as a mix. But if the Taruvus happens in a slaughterhouse where many people come in, so it might serve as a basis for a mix. V'chitei medil makum shishchicha rabi. Gazgin tvei, v'chei motzosim marshal doi lanosh. And this is how the marshal explains it. Why are we machmir over the above the din of the Gemara? More than in any other case of Taruvus of Yom Yavish, because it's in Mokim Sharab and Mitzvah Yimshon. So you have to be Machmer, the Marshal says. But the Taz is chilek on it. He says, Voyiv chematzon, motzim, b'mishne b'feri chovies, aval asor ob neyodom, so that is, I mean, the analogy is not perfect. There the Gemara says, that if, let's say, a number of people were richits, in the Beis HaMelech, let's say in cold water, I mean, you're not allowed within a digmore to take a bath in hot water on Shabbos, that's a shoes. But in cold water, within a digmore, you're allowed within a digmore. So the digmore says in Shabbos that if, let's say, a person, took a bath, a cold bath, so he's allowed. And then he wants to wipe himself with a towel, so he's not allowed to wipe himself with a towel. Why? Because since he'll use the towel and his body, so it will absorb a lot of water. It's not that he just washed his face and his hands, but he'll have to use the towel on his whole body, so it will absorb a lot of water. So melee, if we allow him to dry himself in the towel, he might forget and squeeze out the water after he used, you know, the towel on his body, so it will absorb a lot of water. So he'll squeeze it out, so it will be melocher sikh. So because of that, he's not allowed to dry himself with the towel. That's only if one person, let's say, washed himself in water. But suppose he had 10 men, so then they are allowed to dry themselves with the towel. Because if one person will forget, one of the other Jews of his chaverim will remind. So what? So in other words, so we see that we are kids here less where Rabbi is between than in a place where Rabbi is not between. So he says, so he's masikal the mashal. In other words, so how can the mashal say the reason as to why the Rashbo is machmir here above the dinner of the Gemara in the slaughterhouse, because the Tahubis in the slaughterhouse can be in Mirsh, because Rabbi Mitzuyim, on the contrary. So if something happens in the kitchen, so one woman, you know, might be involved in the Mirshul. But if something happens in the slaughterhouse, so if one customer will be tempted, you know, to buy a chticho horuyon mischavit on account of the fact that he's told he's allowed to buy a chticho horuyon mischavit, so the other customers will like, well, it's not, the analogy is not exact. Alright. So it's very tame in Makuni Shishri Rabbi Netvei, for if we want to know the mission of the Kovies, our soul of the Mutter, who Pierce Rasha, who will move me, Mitkradone, who will be Yochi, God for Tayar Kocha, less I saw. I mean, but this is not a perfect analogy. I mean, there is a difference in this fact. Because over there, you see, it's a question. I mean, if you want to know why is it different, I mean, so it's different for many reasons, but one reason can, one distinguishing fact, I mean, can be pointed out, I mean, without any thinking. Because over there, so it's not, so when we are gazing here, that a person should not dry himself with a towel, because it will absorb a lot of water. It will absorb a lot of water. Then he might wring it out. He might wring it out. So it's not, so the person, when he'll be making the mistake, so he really doesn't have any reason to make that mistake. But people many times make mistakes without any reason. Most mistakes that people make are made without reason. Some mistakes are made with a reason. But most mistakes are made without a reason. Here there is no reason as to why any person should think that it's all right to wring out, you know, a wet cloth. And if he makes that mistake, because he simply doesn't know the dinim, he doesn't know. That's chitin zos. That's why he'll make the mistake. But there is no special reason. Mashiach can hear in the Sodomele, since that mistake that a person might make, a single person might make, will be made by a single person because of plain and simple ignorance. He doesn't know any dinim. He doesn't know that chitin zos. It's a meloch edraiz. So the melee, we say, all right, one person might be ignorant, but when you have 10 Jews, so one of the 10 will probably know. In all probability, will know them. Mashiach, here in this case, here you really have to be very alert not to make a mistake. Because after all, from the point of view of common sense, not longish common sense, but ordinary common sense, so it doesn't even make any sense. A name ayin that is not really schabed, so you're allowed to buy. But a lipstick, so you're not allowed to buy. I mean, if you ask a person who is not a London, who never learned your day and the dinim of Yom Yomei, she'll look at you. He'll think that you are unreasonable. What difference does it make? This is an organ of the behemoth, and this is an organ of the behemoth. So there is a reason as to why an average person might make a mistake. So vis-à-vis a woman in the kitchen, so we're not cheshesh, maybe she'll make that mistake. There is a reason for that mistake. We don't know the cheshesh. But vis-à-vis slaughterhouse where you have hundreds of customers coming in, so it's very likely that one of the 100 customers will make such a mistake, which is a reasonable mistake. So the analogy is not perfect. Besides other distinguishing features between the Gemara there and Shabbos and this case. All right, anyway, but the Taz is chayvik and the Mashal. So v'anir al aliyis daiti didivre rabbeinu hatur nechim v'adihik shabes Yosef kushem l'nafshe havel l'hakshis v'mashkos l'hatur gufe v'mayu v'sim hazeh וכי הכתיחה שנהלך תכו, לאחר שנשאר בו פלו כתרגיש ישראל, ואם כן, חס לרבינו שניסת דברי עצמי תכת בנדימו. All came, in other words, we cannot be chay that the two, for one moment, forgot the halacha of bitul berov yom shmitamish. I mean, because the two mentions it. So, how can we be chay the two that he forgot it? ואם כן, חס לרבינו שניסת דברי עצמי תכת בנדימו. All came, נראה לה נזדהיתי, the יופי כיוון. ועל כל כוח לשערים ומיל ובסעים תעשים עם קופלו. וינך תחייך עוד מעט הרובס, אל מכיח ממון אפשר. דים הוא יצנך תחרי כולו מתום, וכולו לא ימנת. וזה שייך בין כאן כמחדיך אחס, עשו, כבו זה אפשר לא אימא, שהוא יצנך לך, ואשר כולו הד, ואשם כי כאן. ונמצא בהם אחס ריפו, במקורים. There is a similarity between the task of Shabbat and the Torah and the Orach HaShulchan. There is a similarity, but don't make the mistake that to equate the Orach HaShulchan's explanation of the Torah with the task. So he says, Mashiach King Kam, the needs is Beim Achas, Reifu Makum, Yichu Yimidai, the needs. Av Kishetatech, Ticho Shini, Ruyo Mishabit, Mitzad Bitu Behov, Mikol Mokei Mach, Ticho Yisor, Ruyo Yisasur Nadar. אבל פי שתאמר שזו אמרו יוי מינוי יישר כלא יבכתיך אחס יש אלו בהיפו שלאים נמצא ספריפו ואם כן יהיה אפשר לאוכלים אם זו אכתיך של יישר כולו מתורס והרי בבעי עדי עדיין יש כתיך יש אחר יישר הוא יש נעשור ועל כל כוחים אנו להתיר בכל אכתיך יש אפילו שאינו הוא יש דומי תפך עוד יש לפנינו יישר ויתר וזה דבר שיהיה אפשר, אלא ודאי גם אחתיך שאינו רויס נאסורס, כמו יורויס, כי בששניהם מגופי אחד, but you shouldn't make a mistake that he's saying the same thing as אורך השולחון. אורך השולחון is saying that in view of the fact that קבוע is distinguished from תרובס in the fact that in קבוע so the Israel is Nika became. Whereas in Tarubes, so in Kenya, it's not Bikir. So maybe here, the two holds, that's the machlek between the two and the Rajko. The two holds. Here also, one organ, let's say the heart, that was found to be perforated, or the lungs, or the vesicles, that was found to be perforated. So one organ of the behemoth is Likam in Kenya. We know exactly where it is. This is the heart of behemoth X. That is three. It's Likam in Kenya. But, about the other organs of behemoth X is not the God of Kemo. So maybe according to Hashulchan, in view of the fact that the heart of behemoth X is Nikami Kemo, so maybe, and it's Kavua, so the heart of behemoth X is Kavua, so all the other organs of behemoth X are also considered Kavua. Excuse me, just one second. Mashenke, according to the Rajbo, so even though